safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Patriots Gym at Adams Central tonight, as we get you set for the boys' ball game between Hastings St. Cecilia and Adams Central. St. Cecilia coming in a record of 15 wins and 4 losses on the season. The Blue Hawks have won 7 games in a row. Actually, the Blue Hawks have won 2 games in a row. They have won 11 out of their last 12 ball games. Their only loss during this stretch was in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament, their second ball game when they lost to Lincoln Christian. Since then, they've won 2 games. That was last week over Parkview Christian, 50-33. And last Saturday, they knocked off Lincoln Lutheran by a score of 58-29. So the Blue Hawks are sitting at 15-4 on the season. This is a team that's averaging 49.8 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 40.2 on the defensive end. The leading scorers on the season so far has been Brooks Asher. Asher is averaging 12.7 points per ball game. He scored 27 in the ball game the other day against Lincoln Lutheran. The only other people in double figures is Alex Shee. He's just a skosh below double figures at 9.8 points per ball game. Zach Kitney's averaging 9.6 per contest. Facing St. Cecilia, a team that's hitting 40% on their field goal tries so far this year, 29% from three-point territory, 62% from the free throw line. St. Cecilia has done a good job on the boards, out rebounding their opposition 28-21. 11 turnovers per ball game for St. Cecilia, and they force 11 on the defensive end. For the Patriots of Adams Central, they have a record of 12 wins and 9 losses on the year. Adams Central going 1-2 during the Loop Black Conference tournament last week. The Patriots, they opened up the tourney with a win over Ord last week, winning by a score of 55-50. Then they played Donovan Trumbull in the semifinals and lost to the Cardinals by a score of 58-52. Came back on Saturday and lost to Ravenna in the consolation game 62-53. The Patriots, a team that's averaging 54.4 points per ball game on offense, giving up 47 points per ball game on defense. Leading scorer so far for Adams Central has been their freshman sensation, David Boland, who's averaging 13.8 points per ball game. He hits 40% of his field goal tries and 40% from three-point territory. Adams Central is hitting 40% of their field goal tries this year as a team, 32% from three-point territory, 68% from the free throw line. Adams Central out rebounding their opposition by a margin of 32-26. Adams Central 12 turnovers per ball game, and they forced 12 turnovers on the defensive end. So we've got the boys game coming up next here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll come back and we'll chat with the coaches as our pregame show continues right after this.
The Coin Center is your coin collecting headquarters, buying and selling coins, tokens, paper money, plus now buying gold and silver. They stock coin supplies and do appraisals. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit the Coin Center at 115 North Denver in the downtown center of Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get set for the boys game here tonight between Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia. Spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster and coach coming off of a 1-2 performance at the conference tournament last week. Talk about your play there.
Well, we felt actually pretty good about our week. I mean, we said that, you know, somebody good every year is going to go 0-2 in the last two games, and we just happened to be that team this year. But we thought we took a step forward offensively, defensively. We beat a good Ord team, you know, at their place in the first game, and really played pretty well. And then, you know, Donovan's very good, obviously, and we had our chances against them, but they shot the ball extremely well, and that was kind of the difference in that game, and lost by six. You know, and then we came back with Ravenna and played probably one of our best halves of the year in the first half against them and played a decent third quarter. We're up four going to the fourth on Ravenna, who's very, very good. And then just kind of ran out of gas, to be honest. We made some mistakes down the stretch, and they had a kid who's an all-conference player kind of take over in the fourth quarter and have 14 points. It was kind of the difference in the game.
Going back-to-back in a conference tournament is always kind of tough, especially when you're playing that consolation game the second day.
Absolutely. We talked about motivation, and, you know, Ravenna is kind of like St. Cecilia night. Ravenna is one of those programs that have tremendous pride in what they do. And we talked about that we had to be ready to show up in that game, because when you play a consolation game, sometimes you'll see people don't want to be there because, you know, everybody's goal is to play in the championship. So there's a lot of heartbroken kids playing that consolation game. We had to make sure we were ready to go. And for the most part, we were.
This has been a young basketball team all season long. You've been happy now with the progress as we head to the home stretch?
Absolutely. You know, and it's tough right now. We've lost a few games here, but we're playing good competition. And, you know, if you go with the three teams we just talked about and you come back and you play Saint and then you play Ravenna again and Kearney Catholic, and, you know, there's a lot of tough teams on our schedule late. And so you can't always measure it just by the scoreboard. But, you know, for having our top three scorers be a freshman and two sophomores and being as young as we are, we're pretty happy overall with the big picture.
This last part of the season really gets you ready for the sub-districts. You're going to find much tougher teams that you're going to face in the next few games.
Yeah, absolutely. We've talked about that, that if you're not ready for districts after this stretch, then you're just not trying, because I think we play four or five rated teams in a row here, and just, you know, we're going to find out a lot about ourselves.
That seems to say here tonight, this is always kind of a fun game to play, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when we play Hastings High and play Saint, usually it's the two best atmospheres we have all year. You get the crosstown rivalry part to that game, and we have tremendous respect for how they play, Coach Asher and the job he does, and their young kids are tremendous, and they're rated number one in the state, obviously, so they're doing a lot of things right.
Kids talk about this in preparation for this, or is it kind of a silent preparation?
Honestly, we haven't got to prepare a lot for this because of the conference tournament, playing 3 days in a row, 10 hours of bus travel going to Ord, and we can't practice on Sundays. And then yesterday, just the way it worked, we only had an hour practice because we had junior high games and freshman games, and so we haven't got to prep a lot. So actually, for the game, playing somebody as good as this, I'm happy at saying, because we kind of know a lot about their kids just from our kids growing up with them.
Just to say, is that going to be a little tougher in preparation for a game like this?
Well, yeah, it doesn't help anything. Luckily, and this is not necessarily a good thing for us, but luckily Saint doesn't do a lot of fancy things. They're just very, very, very good at what they do. They play tremendous man defense. They play tremendous motion offense. So there's not a lot of things you really have to prep for outside of just, you know, doing what you do well, because they're going to do what they do well.
What's what impresses you most about the Saints' State?
Their discipline. I mean, they are so well coached. Coach Asher has just done a tremendous job, you know, and I think this team for St. Cecilia reminds me a lot, or this team when they, or a year ago, reminds me a lot of our team this year, you know, because I think they went 11-13 or 11-14 last year. We're playing a lot of freshmen and young kids, and now all those kids have a year of experience, and you look at the difference it's made this 1 year. And a lot of it, again, just goes back when you watch them to their discipline, which goes back to their coaching. Tremendously disciplined defensively and offensively. They really know their strengths very well.
What do you have to do maybe to stop this team, or at least slow this team down?
Well, I think it really comes down to our defense. You know, if we do a poor job of guarding screens and we get caught up and leave people wide open, it's going to be a long night for us, because their motion is probably as good as we've seen all year, and we're going to have to do a great job just guarding screens and not losing shooters.
Do you feel you have an advantage somewhere in this ballgame?
Well, we're playing at home, you know, and we've played pretty well at home for the most part this year. I think when you look at the players and the personnel, there's a lot of similarities. You know, I don't know necessarily if we have a tremendous advantage personnel-wise. I think the advantage probably is just that it's a home, if we have one, I guess.
What's this game going to come down to tonight?
Well, I think it's the tough plays. I mean, Saint is just, you know, exactly what you want a basketball team to look like, and they really, really pride themselves on doing the dirty work and getting on the floor and setting screens and rebounding. And they're good because of that. They're not good because of their talent. They have tremendous talent, but they're really good because they do all the dirty work. And so I think it's who's going to make the tough plays, who's going to make the 50-50 plays, who's going to get on the floor, take charges, loose balls. I think that's what it's going to come down to.
Okay, Collecting.
Thank you.
Zach Foster, head coach for Adams Central. You're listening to the Nick Texas pregame show on The Breeze.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Say, and Adams Central here tonight on The Breeze. Coach Kevin Asher will join us. And, Coach, your team basically on a roll right now. I guess the big thing is just keep the momentum going tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's a part of the season you got to really, really keep focused, play well, try to get, you know, one game at a time type mentality, because we've got some very important games here, you know, through whether it's district seeding or whether it's just trying to keep yourself in playing a good basketball game, and, you know, this game's going to be one.
Parkview Christian a win last week, Lincoln Lutheran a win on Saturday, played pretty well.
Yeah, I was really happy with the way we played. After we watched the film on Saturday night's game, we weren't real happy with ourselves defensively. I think, you know, we allowed Lutheran to do some things and miss shots. And if we do that tonight, it'll be a little different story because they've got much better shooters than we're facing Saturday night. So our kids understand that there's still a lot of room for improvement in those last couple weeks of the season. But overall, you know, you're definitely pleased with a 30-point win each night.
Adams Central Saints will see. Matchups are always kind of fun to play in, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm sure the kids are excited. You know, the coaches didn't get a lot of preparation time with realistically just one day of practice, but that's the way it is every year for both squads. And, you know, this time of the year, you really want to just, you should have all your principles and philosophy in place. So it's a matter of, okay, kids, you know, do we really need to be a factor tonight? You know, the coaches, just go out and play your heart out.
What about Adams Central? What impresses you most about the Patriots?
Well, they're just a great shooting team. You know, they've got a lot of youth and inexperience to start the season, but they've really matured throughout the season, have some quality wins. You know, they're very skilled basketball-wise. You know, a lot of times that gets overlooked. You know, kids have instincts. They shoot the ball well. They can handle the ball. They don't make a lot of silly mistakes. And their defense is decent. I mean, they do a good job of contesting. So we're going to have to, you know, really play well, and I think it's going to come down to, you know, the best team on defense.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach, Hastings Saints. So you're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show on The Breeze.
We're the U Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. With a You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture, so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus, express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Mike Will back here at Patriots Gym at Adams Central tonight. Girls ball game won by Hastings Saints today as they beat Adams Central by a score of 60-44. Other games going on tonight, the Hastings High boys and girls are playing in Cozad against the Haymakers. Girls game is going to the wire. At last check, Hastings High had the lead over Crete on a score of 55-51. I think I didn't say Crete. That's where they're playing. Hastings High is taking on Crete here tonight. Hastings with a lead over the Crete Cardinals, 55-51, with 22.5 seconds to play. So that ball game is going to the wire. Hastings High with the lead over Crete. The score, 55-51, with 22.5 seconds to play in that one. We'll get to the starting lineups here tonight between Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank.
And now, get on your feet.
Hastings St. Cecilia Dayton Seeley gets a start, a 5'11" sophomore. Seeley averaging 4.7 points per ball game. Brooks Asher, 6'1" and a sophomore, averaging 12.7 points per ball game. Zach Kitten is a 6'4" and sophomore. Kitten averaging 9.6 points per game. Thomas Skok is 6'4" and senior. Skok is averaging 5.7 points and 6 rebounds per game. Alex Sheehy is 6'2" and senior. Sheehy is averaging 9.8 points and 3.8 rebounds per ball game. Adams Central will go with Garrett Sittner. Sittner is averaging 7 points per ball game. Also, David Bowen, averaging 13.8 points per game. Kyler Warmstadt, averaging 9 points per game. Tevin Anderson is averaging 8 points per contest. And Evan Lindblad is averaging 7.1 points per ball game. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Right now, the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on the Breeze. Singer of the national anthem here tonight just got advised that the Hastings High Tigers have beaten Crete tonight in girls high school play by a score of 55-52. So the winning ways continue up at Hastings High with the girls basketball team. Hastings knocks off Crete tonight by a score of 55-52. The boys also playing that one coming up here in just a few minutes. So Hastings High girls pick up a win tonight, 55-52. We'll see the Tigers in action on the Thursday night. So this game is underway. Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia. And the Hawks get a turnover here as Adams Central turns it away deep in the corner. So Adams Central and St. Cecilia, the Hawks shooting to our basket to our left as we view it here. Inside they go to Sheehy. It's not going to be blocked out of bounds. Nope, it's going to be picked up on the baseline. Now Sheehy gets the ball back. Sheehy kicks it back out. Now we got a double dribble violation on Alex Sheehy. Sheehy drove the ball into the basket. Missed it. Got his own rebound back on the baseline. Then he's called for a double dribble violation. So each team with a turnover to start the ball game. Adams Central, they are 12-9 in the season. Hastings St. Cecilia at 15-4. Adams Central going to be dressed in their white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the blue. There's a shot by Lindblad. No good. Rebound comes out of Asher. St. Cecilia down the right sideline. Alex Sheehy has got the ball. Sheehy, bounce pass, goes down low. With the ball down there is going to be Zach Kitten. Dribbles out into three-point territory. Sends it inside to Skok. Skok wheels in the lane. Tries to force a man in the air. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Skok has a rebound. Foul shot is up there and in. Thomas Skok scores for St. Cecilia. The offensive board and the putback. 2-0 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead at the 6:48 mark of the first quarter. A long-range jumper by Sittner is up and in. A three-pointer by Sittner, and he puts the Patriots out on top. 3-2 now. Garrett Sittner, a 26% from three-point territory as he throws up his first shot there and it goes straight through the hole. 3-2 is the score. Now back the other way. Sittner's going to be hit with a personal foul as the Hawks were trying to drive the baseline. So just underway here in boys basketball tonight. 3-2 the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Here's Dayton Seeley with him now as he moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Seeley. Brings it up on the wing. Now over to Asher. His shot for three is up and in. Brooks Asher hit for 27 points on Saturday. That win over Lincoln Lutheran. He nails a three ball here. That gives the Blue Hawks a 5-3 advantage. Here's the ball. It's going to be tapped out of bounds by Sheehy. Adams Central will play things in. Full crowd on hand tonight here at the Patriots Gym. Adams Central and St. Cecilia squaring off for the first and only time here during the regular season in boys high school basketball. Sittner plays things into Bullen. He has it knocked out of his hands by Sheehy. It'll be Sittner again playing things in. Now Tevin Anderson's going to come over and play things in instead for the Patriots. He'll get things into Bullen. Now out here between the circles is Sittner. Now to Bullen, picked up there by Sheehy. Bullen with the ball comes out to Sittner, directing some traffic. Brooks Asher will be right in his face defensively. The ball is lost away from Sittner, but he picks it back up near the 10-second line. Now gets away, dribbles to the free throw line. Shot's going to be blocked down. Picked up by Lindblad in the lane. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound, Bullen. Foul shot, good. David Bullen gets the offensive board and the putback. And now we're tied up at 5 points apiece here in the first quarter. There's an entry pass to get it down low to Skokie. Spins toward the baseline. It's going to be blocked down there by Anderson, and the ball is brought down by Sittner. Now to Bullen for three. It's off of the mark. No good. Long rebound. It comes out to Sheehy. Alex Sheehy winding his way back up the floor here for St. Cecilia. We're tied up at 5 points apiece. Sheehy to the basket. His shot. No good. And the rebound comes down to Anderson. Tevin Anderson with the ball. He gets it ahead now down the far sideline. Wormstad has got it. Back on top to Anderson. 4-3. Shot is up there. Good. Kevin Anderson nails a three ball, and the Patriots go out on top down by a score of 8-5. Adams Central connects on 32% of their three-pointers on the year, 40% from the field. Long pass goes inside. Thomas Skok has got the ball. Deep right corner. Asher for three. His shot good. Raining three balls early. Brooks Asher now with 6 points in the ball game on a couple of threes. We're tied up at 8 points apiece. Here's Anderson back the other way. His three-pointer is off the mark. No good. It goes out of bounds, and it can be St. Cecilia ball. Into the ball game now is going to be Sam Lindblad for Adams Central. Coming to the bench will be Wormstad. 4 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the first quarter from the Patriots gym tonight in boys high school basketball. We're tied up at 8 points apiece. Brooks Asher will slow things down. He'll walk it across the 10-second line now for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Over to Alex Sheehy. Dribbles to the top of the key, trying to get away from Anderson. Sheehy reverses the ball, gets it out here to Brooks Asher. Now on the left wing, that's Zach Kitney, drives it, puts a move on left side of the lane. It's going to be blocked out of bounds by Lindblad. Evan Lindblad gets a block there, his 24th block of the season. It's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball down here on the near side. Down here in the Coffin corner, Alex Sheehy will inbound the ball. He does, as he's going to send into a Thomas Skok. Now to Sheehy, dribbles behind a screen from Kitten. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound in the lane there. Skok has got it. Back out to Sheehy. Sheehy is passing to be deflected. It's picked up by Lindblad. He drives it back the other way. We got a foul called. Sheehy's going to pick up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on the Bluehawks. Into the ball game for St. Cecilia will be Cannon Howell. Going out will be Thomas Skok. Also into the ball game for the Bluehawks will be Alex Tino. Also coming back in, Wormstad for Adams Central. And also checking in will be Cole Pleat. 4:15 to play here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 8 points apiece early in this basketball game. Adams Central in the, on the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. David Bullen will trigger things in for the Patriots. Bullen comes out here to Wormstad here on the near sideline. Wormstad picked up by Tino. Comes across the top down to Lindblad down in the corner. That's Pleak with the ball back outside to Bullen. His shot for three is no good. And the rebound comes down here to St. Cecilia. Zach Kitten with the ball. Now to Alex Tino. Tino out to Asher. Asher 25 feet away from the basket. Hands it away. Thomas Skok with the ball inside the free throw circle. Now to Tino. He backs it back out beyond the ring. Tino bounce pass left side of the lane to Zach Kitten. He wheels in the lane. He is knocked down into play, and a foul is going to be called. Zach Kitten goes down in the paint there, and he's fouled into play here by Adams Central at the 3:48 mark of this first quarter. The foul is going to be whistled here on Cole Pleak. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Patriots. Non-shooting situation. They play things in to Howell, and his shot is up and in. Cannon Howell slides down the left side of the lane and scores. Now 10-8. St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. Here's Adams Central with the ball. Bowen goes to the far sideline to Pleak. Takes it to the elbow. Flips it away. Wormstad has got it now. Picked up by Alex Tino. Wormstad gets away, dribbles into the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and he's fouled into play as Wormstad goes down underneath the basket. And a foul here will go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Zach Kitten. That's going to be his first. So two fouls now on St. Cecilia here in this first quarter. Going to the free throw line is going to be Kyler Wormstad. 79% free throw shooter on the season. He's 49 out of 62. Adams Central is a team hitting 69% from the charity stripe. 10-8, St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. Wormsat at the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. Wormsat will have one more. Here comes Sittner back into the ballgame. Alex Keller is going to check in. Evan Lindblad checks back in now for head coach Zach Foster and the Patriots. 10-9 to score. 3 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia win the girls' ball game tonight by a score of 60-44. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Wormsat hits two. And now we're tied up at 10 points apiece. I have a funny feeling that's the way this ball game is going to go. A seesaw battle here. We're tied up right now. Here's a shot from the free throw line by Asher. It's up and in. Brooks Asher hits another field goal. And now we got a timeout here from Adams Central. Brooks Asher with 8 points already here in the first quarter of play. We've got a timeout with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. It's St. Cecilia 12, Adams Central 10.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball action here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com and also at KLIQFM.com. 12-10 the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a two-point lead. Here's Wormsat with the ball. Gets it over here to Lindblad. Dribbles into the lane. The ball's going to be knocked loose. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. Second turnover on the Patriots here in the ballgame. And now the Hawks have the ball and a two-point lead. Hustling into the forecourt. Now we got a whistle. Seeley brought the ball into the offensive zone. And we're going to have an offensive foul called here on Cannon Howell of St. Cecilia. Away from all the action, Howell picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on St. Cecilia here in the first quarter. Garrett Sittner will inbound the ball now for Adams Central here in the backcourt. Sittner gets things in to David Bullen. Bullen will bring things up against Alex Tino. Bullen across the 10-second line goes over to Garrett Sittner. Sittner holds it now to Anderson. He drives the ball against Howell. Anderson with the ball. Here's a pass down on the baseline. It's too far. It's out of bounds. Trying to get it to Sittner, who is slicing from the left corner toward the goal. Threw it a little bit too far. Third turnover on Adams Central here in the ballgame. St. Cecilia comes back with the ball now. The Blue Hawks have a two-point lead. 12-10 to score over Adams Central tonight. They're in the opening period. There's Brooks Asher. He flips it over here to a Seeley. Got a Cannon Howell at the top of the circle. Brings it back to Seeley on the wing. Seeley working against Lindblad. Seeley circling around. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Stops. Can't put Lindblad in there. Now he goes up with a shot anyway and hits it. Nathan Seeley scores for St. Cecilia. That's his first field goal. And the Hawks are out on top now by a score of 14-10. 2:10 to play. Here's a steal now by Seeley. Dayton Seeley comes back the other way. He has it knocked loose and it's picked up here by Tino. Tino out to Asher for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Skoke. Skoke in the lane. His shot's no good. Rebound loose and we got a foul called. A foul is going to be called as Thomas Skoke took the ball out of the hole for the second time. Personal foul is going to be called here. No, it's going to be a, well, let's see. Official is coming over here. Skoke is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number four on the Hawks. Coming into the ball game now will be Sam Lindblad for Adams Central and Wormsat returns. Anderson and also Alex Keller will come to the bench. Head coach Zach Foster. 1:55 to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia's got a 14-10 lead over Adams Central. Here's Sam Lindblad with the ball. 25 feet away from the basket, lumps the ball inside to Wormsat. He puts a move on. His shot is up there off of the window. It's up and in. Tyler Wormsat now with 4 points in the ball game, 14-12. Patriots within 2 points. Bounce pass goes inside again to Skoke. He's going to be tied up on the play. Now a jump ball is called. Thomas Skoke got the ball on the low block on the right side, and he is fouled in the play here by Sam Lindblad. Lindblad picks up his first. Team foul number three in the Patriots. Thomas Skoke to the free throw line. 63% foul shooter in the season. 34 out of 54 from the line. His shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Skoke will have one more. St. Cecilia, if anything, one thing they're struggling at this season has been free throw shooting. They are up to 62%, however, from the charity stripe as a team. Thomas Skoke will have one more. His shot is up there. That one rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Lindblad. So the score remains at 14-12. Adams Central down by 2 points. Here's Lindblad with a ball out here in three-point territory. Sends it over to Garrett Sittner. Sittner gets away, fires up a three. His shot is up there and in. Garrett Sittner hits his second three-pointer in the ball game. He's got 6 points. And the Patriots go back out on top now by a score of 15-14. Here's Seeley with the ball for St. Cecilia. On the wing, Alex Sheehy. He dribbles out here into three-point territory. Now goes to Seeley over there on the wing. Takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. He's double-teamed. Rainbow pass comes back out on top. That's a Sheehy with the ball down on the baseline. The Kitten is shot good. Zach Kitten throws up a three ball from the deep left corner. And now it's a 17-15 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia leading by 2 points. Now the ball is going to be tipped away on the wing. The scramble is on. Three players hit the deck. Jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. That's an Adams Central turnover. Patriots with 5 turnovers now here in the first quarter of play. End of the ball game for the Patriots will be Alex Keller. David Boland will check out. Also, Sam Lindblad is going to check out. Evan Lindblad comes back in there. 44.9 seconds to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia is out to a 17-15 lead here in the opening period. Dayton Seeley has got the ball now for St. Cecilia, and he will walk it across to the 10-second line. St. Cecilia is setting up here. We'll see if they play for the final shot. Dayton Seeley, he works out on top against Sittner, drives the ball in the lane. The ball's going to be knocked loose, and now we got some contact made, and the foul is going to be called. Let's see. This is going to be a foul called here. It's going to go on St. Cecilia. The Hawks are going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to go on Dayton Seeley. They're scrambling after that loose ball. He picks up his first. That's going to be the 15th foul on the Blue Hawks. Inbounding the ball is going to be Sittner. As he will play things in, David Boland back in there. He'll bring the ball up now. So we approach the 20-second mark here in this first quarter. Boland has got it. Now to Lindblad, top of the key, a three-pointer thrown up there and right through the hole. Evan Lindblad, who's been hitting 12% of his three-pointers so far this year, nails one from the top of the key. That gives the Patriots a one-point lead, 18-17. Dayton Seeley gets it away to Brooks Asher, dribbles it down the lane. His running one-hander is up there and in. Brooks Asher now with 10 points, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. So Asher with a sensational first quarter here for Hastings St. Cecilia. He's got 10 points for the Blue Hawks. And Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Adams Central. It's the Blue Hawks 19 and the Patriots 18. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Purchase your tickets today for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 15th at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. 8 great games tipping off at 9 a.m. with many area teams taking on the state's best, culminating with 4-time defending state champion Omaha Central against Denver East. Students are $8, adults $16, and a limited number of courtside tickets are available as well. Go to Ticketmaster.com or purchase your tickets today at the Heartland Events Center box office for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, February 15th.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 19-18, Hastings St. Cecilia with a one-point lead over Adams Central to start this second quarter of play. Patriots in their white and blue uniform shooting to our basket to our right. There's a feed inside to Lindblad. Puts a move on. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. Boland has got the ball. Boland throws it back out here to Lindblad at the top of the key. Lindblad down to Kyler Wormstadt. Wormstadt will set things up now for the Patriots behind the screen from Lindblad. Wormstadt sends it over in the far sideline down to Boland. Now to Garrett Sittner. Picked up there by Asher. Down in the corner. Left side is Kyler Wormstadt. Out on top here is Boland. His shot for three is up there. No good. We got a foul called. It's going to go on Sheehy. And that's going to be on the shooter, David Boland. And Boland will go to the free throw line, or will he? I was going to say it occurred after the shot here, so it's going to be Adams Central playing things in. Adams Central playing things in here on the near sideline. So the score remains at 19-18. St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. Wormstad with the ball outside to Lindblad down at the top of the key. Hands it away. There's Bolin for three. Shot is up there way off of the mark. No good. Rebounded is saved there by Seeley for St. Cecilia. Gets it in the hands of Asher. Down the right sideline to Sheehy. Contact made. Foul called. Sheehy bumped on the play as he's going to drive the ball toward the goal. And a foul here is going to be called on David Bolin. That's going to be his first. The first foul on Bolin. Team foul number four on the Patriots. Non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia will play things in. Steely with the ball. Now to Asher. Bombs away for three. Shot good. Brooks Asher has got 13 points in the ball game here for St. Cecilia. 13 of the 22. And the Blue Hawks are out on top now by a score of 22-18. Here in the second quarter, here's Anderson. His shot from the wing is up there and in. Kevin Anderson scores for Adams Central. He's got 5 points in the ball game. 22-20. Here's Sheehy. His shot for three is up there. No good. And the rebound on the weak side there by Garrett Sittner. Down the left sideline, Wormstad has got the ball. Holds up, now cranks up a three. His shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Brooks Asher. Asher left-handed dribble back the other way. Hustles into the offensive zone. Adam Central is in a man-to-man defense. Sheehy, free throw line extended right side. Top of the key now. That's going to be Kitten with the ball. Kitten comes over here to Asher. Asher directs a little traffic, drives the ball down to the baseline. Asher gets it out of the hands of Derek Boyd. His shot is up there from 17, no good. Rebound Boyd gets it back to Sheehy. Now to Boyd, drives the baseline. Boyd comes over here on the left side. That's going to be Zach Kitten. Out to Asher, top of the key, three-pointer. It is up there, no good by Seeley. And the rebound comes down here to Tevin Anderson for Adams Central. He comes back the other way, and he's mauled in a play. It's three players hit the deck. Tevin Anderson taking the ball right to the hole there. And let's see, we're going to have a personal foul called. It's going to go on Anderson driving the ball to the goal, an offensive charging foul on Tevin Anderson. That's going to be his first foul. So big collision, and he took the ball to the basket, and Anderson is whistling for the charge. Six turnovers on Adams Central. Tevin Anderson's got his first personal foul. Now the Blue Hawks have a two-point lead, 22-20 our score here. High school basketball action tonight on the Breeze. Here at the Patriots gym at Adams Central. And now the Blue Hawks can increase their lead right here. Dayton Seeley has got it. Dayton Seeley brings it across the 10-second line. Picked up by Sittner. Far sideline to Asher. Gets it back now to Seeley. Dribbles down here. Gives it to Cannon Howell on the baseline left side. Brings it out here in the three-point territory. Down top of the circle, Alex Sheehy. Left wing, Dayton Seeley. Dribbles once. Comes out to Cannon Howell. Top of the circle. Back here to Seeley. Entry pass to get it inside to Thomas Skoke. Kicks it back out. Sheehy for three. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound Lindblad. Lindblad has got it down for Adams Central. Outlet pass comes on the near sideline. Sittner cranks up a three. A shot good. Garrett Sittner with his third three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 9 points. And the Patriots go back on top by a score of 23-22. They have scored the last 5 points here in the ball game. Here's Dayton Seeley with the ball. Seeley just across the 10-second line. Goes to Sheehy on the far sideline. Sheehy now top of the circle to Brooks Asher. Asher sends it back to Sheehy. Free throw line extended right side. Sheehy looking inside the block. Nothing there. Sheehy takes the ball down on the baseline. Bounce pass down to Asher in the left baseline. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound Anderson. Anderson gets it away to Garrett Sittner. Now down to Bolin. Bolin looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Bolin sends it back out on top to Sittner. Handles the ball. Now picks it up. Dribble penetration down to Wormstad in the corner. Shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia's Thomas Skoke. Skoke runs her back the other way to Asher, and he's in on the play, and a foul is called. David Bolin picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number five on the Patriots here in this first half of play, 23-22. Adams Central has got a one-point lead here in this one. We're in the second quarter. St. Cecilia girls won the first ball game tonight over Adams Central by a score of 60-44. Here comes Kitten back into the ball game now for Kevin Asher and the Blue Hawks. Cannon Howell come to the bench. St. Cecilia plays things in. Sheehy at the top of the key. Down to a Dayton Seeley here on the near sideline. Seeley dribbling with the ball. Dayton behind the screen. Now dumps it away down here to Thomas Skoke. Thomas Skoke entry pass to get it inside to Tino, and his shot is up and in. Nice pass by Skoke. He gets the assist. Alex Tino gets the field goal. And the Blue Hawks are back out on top by a score of 24-23. 3:56 to play. Here in the second quarter from the Patriots gym. There's Anderson with the ball behind the screen. Anderson inside the free throw circle. Throws up the shot. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Keller grabs the ball for Adams Central. Goes for the basket. His shot is up there. Left-handed and scores. Alex Keller hits the field goal. That's his first point in the ball game. Now 25-24. Adams Central in his seesaw battle has got the lead over St. Cecilia. There's Alex Tino. Alex Tino to the far sideline. The Sheehy cross-court pass comes to Tino. Now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. We've got a timeout here with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 25, St. Cecilia 24.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Coin Center is your coin collecting headquarters, buying and selling coins, tokens, paper money, plus now buying gold and silver. They stock coin supplies and do appraisals. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit the Coin Center at 115 North Denver in the downtown center of Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
This scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings and at FurnitureDirect.net. Girls High School basketball tonight. Hastings High beat Crete by a score of 55-52. Kearney Catholic winners over Centura 60-38 tonight. And the St. Cecilia girls knocked off Adams Central by a score of 60-44. Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. 25-24 here. The Blue Hawks are trailing the Adams Central Patriots here in this one. Alex Tino with the ball on the wing on the right side. Now to Brooks Asher. A long-range three. A shot is up there and in. A couple of feet beyond the three-point circle. And Brooks Asher now has 16 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. Hawks go back on top by a score of 27-25. Keller with the ball now for Adams Central. There's Evan Lindblad on the wing. David Bowen for three. His shot's going to be off the front iron. No good. Asher grabs the rebounds. Brooks Asher gets it away. Zach Kitten with the ball now to Tino. The Sheehy out to Tino. Now to a Zach Kitten at the top of the key, looking to penetrate. Can't do it. There's a Sheehy with the ball. Stops at the top of the key. Gives it away now to Brooks Asher. Asher retreats out here in the three-point territory to Sheehy. Down in the corner to Tino. Alex Tino takes it in the lane. Out to Asher for three. His shot's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound Tino. Little Scott on the floor grabs the offensive board there for the Blue Hawks. Tino sends it inside to Zach Kitten. Puts him out in the air. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Evan Lindblad is going to be the guilty party here. Lindblad picks up his first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 7 on the Patriots. And now St. Cecilia will have some free throws here. That's going to be Kitten going to the free throw line. A 50% foul shooter. His first shot is up there. It's going to be good. Kitten is now 40 out of 79 from the free throw line. And the ball game is going to be Tevin Anderson now for Adams Central, replacing Sam Lindblad. Also coming back in for the Patriots is going to be sitting there after a quick breather there. Zach Kitten will have another free throw. His shot is up there, and it's going to be good, so he drains a couple of free throws. And St. Cecilia has now got a 4-point advantage at 29-25 here. 2 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the second quarter. There's Garrett Sittner with the ball. Garrett Sittner dribbling behind the screen from Lindblad. Now gives away to Lindblad. Dribbling it down the lane. Loses control of it. Picks it back up. Fires it up there. The shot's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up by St. Cecilia's Thomas Scope. Scope gets it away now to Dayton Seeley. Down the far sideline. Here come the Hawks now with 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. St. Cecilia leading Adams Central tonight. Boys High School basketball 29-25. Alex Tino out here. Alex Tino dribbles, sent to the far side. Brooks Asher. Asher now to Dayton Seeley. The Tino takes the ball down in the baseline. Gets it into the hands of Kitten. Takes the ball in the paint. Stops there. Looking. Finally kicks it back out to Tino. Alex Tino dribbling with the ball. Takes it inside the free throw circle and backs it back out. Out near the 10-second line. St. Cecilia resets the offense here. Tino drives it down the right side of the lane. Spins. Gets it out here to Seeley. Top of the key. Three-pointer put up there. No good. Rebound Anderson for Adams Central. Tevin Anderson has got the ball, runs her back the other way, waist-high dribble, left hand, into the offensive zone, long-range jumper put up and in. Just inside the three-point ring, Tevin Anderson scores. Anderson now has 7 points in the ball game, 29-27, the Hawks with a two-point lead, St. Cecilia with the ball. There's Brooks Asher, who has hit for 16 points already in the ball game. Bounce pass, left side of the lane, Zach Kitten, he spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot and scores. Zach Kitten scores, he's got 7 points, 31-27. St. Cecilia with a 4-point lead under a minute to play now here in quarter number 2. There's Kyler Warmstadt with the ball. Warmstadt just across the 10-second line. Direction ball traffic here. We'll see if Adams Central goes for the final shot. They still got 45 seconds. David Bolin with the ball. Bolin hands it away to Sittner. His free throw line jumper is put up there. It's good. Garrett Sittner scores. He's got 11 points in the ball game here for Adams Central. Bolin has got just two for the Patriots. 31-29 now. We're down to 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia now with the ball in that two-point lead. Alex Tino dribbles it out here in the three-point territory. Hands away to Dayton Seeley. Dayton Seeley out here about 25 feet away from the basket. Now to Alex Tino. Alex Tino, dribble penetration, kicks it back out here to Seeley. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. On the wing, that's going to be Zach Kitten. Takes the ball to the basket. His shot no good. Rebound Skoke. His shot no good. Rebound Anderson. Anderson launches from backcourt. It's no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. So St. Cecilia will have the lead at halftime. The score is 31-29. Hawks led 19-18 after the first quarter. At halftime in boys high school basketball tonight here at the Patriots Gym. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 31, Adams Central 29. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Our love's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Patriots Gym here tonight in boys high school basketball. 31-29 is the score. It's Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the Adams Central Patriots. The halftime show tonight is brought to you by the Allen Superstore of Hastings. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen Superstore of Hastings. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and a wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. So why shop anywhere else where you can shop locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Earlier tonight, the Adams Central girls lost to Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 60-44 as we spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Tim Barker. And coach, you went toe-to-toe with the Hawkins for a while and just maybe ran out of gas after a nice third quarter run for you.
Yeah, we did. And I have to give the girls a lot of credit. We had 1 hour yesterday to put the zone in to try and defend these guys. And our girls gave a great effort in that first half and really in some of the third quarter too. But we had to go to some subs, and we had some tired legs there in the third quarter, and we didn't kind of get out and guard Chandra like we needed to on the top, and she had some big shots. So Chandra and Claire had some big shots that really created that lead, and then, we kind of ran out of gas, like you said.
The entire ball game, you talk about your zone defense, first of all. It really caused a lot of problems for St. Cecilia offensively tonight.
Yeah, it did. The thing is that they make you extend so far that you have to put a lot of energy into trying to cover everywhere. They do a good job using the corner, and they did a good job using their high post, too. So there were a lot of things that we were trying to work on, and it just comes down to effort and getting hands up. Josie Bumgarner did a great job in the first half, getting a lot of tips, and was really kind of frustrating over on their strong side. And that was big for us, where she was getting tips and they weren't getting shots and they weren't getting the ball where they wanted to. So I was really proud of her effort. And then
in the second half, like we said, we just missed some assignments and they hit some shots.
Yeah, I got it back to 32-32 with 5:35 to play in the third quarter, and that's when St. Cecilia went on the run to end the third quarter, and you guys never could rebound, taking it into the fourth quarter. It was just like we said in the pregame show, it's like a dam out there trying to plug holes. They got a lot of good shooters on the St. Cecilia team.
Yeah, they do, and you know that Chandra and Claire are two of them, and you know you've got to try and get out there. They did a good job with their post, stealing our post players down inside and created some good looks for them, and we just kind of got caught, you know, and didn't work our way around. And so there were some times that the kids knew better, and they were frustrated that they got caught, but it was a quick pass and a good shot. And sometimes that happens. You know, where we struggled a little bit was trying to create some things offensively. We're in that third quarter towards the end. We got a little tentative. And we had some kids passing up some shots they needed to take.
You got to the basket, I thought, for the most part in the first half of play, and then that kind of disappeared in the second half.
Yeah, and that's part of it. That's what we got a little bit tentative. We were kind of got caught up in wanting to screen and roll and pass the ball to somebody else, and we kind of started going around the three-point line, going east-west instead of going north-south at the rim, and so that's where we, you know, missed out on some shots, and then they kind of slowed some things down in the fourth quarter, into the third quarter, and so, you know, they had a lead that they could do that with, and we just weren't quite as aggressive as we needed to be in the end of the third and the fourth.
Tell you what, you had to have a lot of optimism coming out of this thing. Like you said, you didn't win the game tonight, but you went toe-to-toe with one of the better teams around.
Yeah, and, you know, the girls are proud of their effort. They're disappointed, okay, that they couldn't stick with them a little bit longer and see how it would work out. You know, both teams were really tired. Both teams worked really hard. It was a good game. They just made some big shots, had some players that have been there, done that stepped up and made big plays for them.
Now you head down. You got one final game left against Ravenna in the regular season, and then look what happens. We got the sub-district basketball starting next week.
Yeah, and, you know, we've been playing some good basketball. We didn't play real well at Kearney Catholic, but they do that to a lot of people. And, you know, we got a good game coming up against Ravenna. They're a good team, so another good chance to get out and play a tough game and play a close game, see what happens. It's a conference game, so it's going to be a big game. And then I got an email about seeding's not coming out till Thursday, so I don't know exactly what's going on with the seeding deal, but we'll try and get that figured out, and we'll be ready for that when it comes around.
Talk about your sub-district a little bit. That's potentially a sub-district that you guys, you can put a couple of good games together, you can win that thing.
Yeah, absolutely, and we had a couple of coaches talking about if we can put this kind of effort together for four quarters, you know, like we have. We played well against Hastings High for four quarters. If we can do that and you know, get a little bit more help from our bench and you know, a little bit more quality time there, I think, you know, we could be a sub-district champion, be in that district final, and be ready to give it a go.
Talk about the teams in that sub-district. What do you expect out of those teams?
Well, it's going to be an interesting situation, and a big part of it's going to be how everybody matches up, who has to play that first game on Monday and then turn around. But, you know, there's at least three teams, that probably four teams, that have a pretty good shot at getting to that district final. And a lot of it's going to come down to matchups, teams that get matched up, you know, strong posts, strong guards. A lot of it will come down to the matchup. You see, GICC plays really physical. Central City's been able to beat a couple of the district teams that are in there. They've had a couple of little injuries that have slowed them down a little bit, and they've had to kind of readjust. So I don't feel real sorry for them based on our situation. And Dan does a great job over there. So, you know, it's going to come down to matchups and kids that want to get to that district final. Who wants it more?
All right, good showing, and I will see you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Tim Marker, the head coach for the Adams Central girls basketball team against St. Cecilia, knocks off EC tonight in girls play by a score of 60-44. He talked about Claire Hamburger and Sandra Farmer. They each had big nights tonight, 24 points apiece for those individuals. The bulk of the scoring for Hastings St. Cecilia, a couple of girls in double figures for Adams Central. Brittany Wiseman had 11, and Josie Baumgartner had 10. So Adams Central now 9-13 in the season as they get ready for Ravenna on Thursday night. St. Cecilia improves to 17 wins and 3 losses. They will play Sutton on Thursday. We're at the halftime of the boys' ball game here tonight, 31-29. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here tonight. We'll get to the scoring in this basketball game thus far. Garrett Sittner is leading the way for Adams Central. He has got 11 points in the ball game. Sittner has knocked down 3 3-point field goals, and he's got a 2-pointer here in the first half for 11 points. Evan Anderson, he has got 7 points. Anderson has got a three, a couple of two-pointers. The other scores for Adams Central. Kyler Wormstad has got a field goal. He's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. Evan Lindblad has got a three-pointer for 3. Alex Keller has got a field goal for 2. And David Bolin has been held to just a field goal and 2 points here in the first half by St. Cecilia's defense. The Patriots are just 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Facing St. Cecilia, just 2 out of 4 from the line. So not a whole lot of free throws here in the first half. The Hawks are being led by Brooks Asher. He has got 16 points in the ball game. Asher has knocked down 4 3-pointers, and he's got a 2-point field goal, so he's got 16 here at halftime. 7 points for Zach Kitten on a 3 and a 2, and he's 2 for 2 from the line. Then scoring 2 points apiece, you've got Dayton Seeley with a field goal, Alex Tino with a field goal, Cannon Howe with a field goal, and Thomas Skoke with a field goal. He's 0 for 2 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia unofficially just 3 turnovers in the basketball game. Adams Central has got 6, and the score here at halftime, it is 31-29. Facing St. Cecilia has got the lead over Adams Central. Not much of a lead for either team in the ball game tonight. St. Cecilia held a 14-10 advantage. And the biggest lead for Adams Central has been just, 1 point. Actually, they had a 3-point lead at 8-5, but other than that, just been a seesaw battle within a possession or two here in the first half of play. You've been listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here tonight. You'll get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We've got the second half as we are ready to go here as the teams are back out on the floor. It's going to be St. Cecilia shooting to our basket to our right. So here we go. Half number 2 in boys high school basketball action tonight here on the Breeze. Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Adams Central duking it out here. There's a bounce pass inside. They get the ball to Skoke, and his shot is up and in. Rather, that's Zach Kitten. Zach Kitten scoring there for Hastings St. Cecilia. That's his third field goal. He's got 9 points now in the ball game, 33-29. St. Cecilia now with a 4-point lead here in this third quarter, just underway. Here's David Bolin with the ball. Bolin's been held to just 2 points so far after averaging 13.8 on the season for the Patriots. Driving down the lane, and Sittner is running one-handers up there and in. It's been Garrett Sittner who's been doing the damage so far for the Patriots. He's got 13 points here. It's now a 33-31 ball game. Here's a Sheehy with the ball. A short jumper from the right baseline is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sittner. Sittner with the board. Long pass ahead. They get it to Wormstad, and he's ducked out of bounds. And a foul is going to be called. Wormstad goes tumbling out of bounds, and a foul here is going to be called on Dayton Seeley of St. Cecilia. Seeley picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 1 on the Blue Hawks. And now Adams Central is going to inbound the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Scorers table had some problems. Now they've adjusted and got things situated. 7:07 to play here in the third quarter, 33-31. St. Cecilia with the lead. They inbound the ball to Sittner. His shot is up there and in. Garrett Sittner knocks down another three-pointer. He's got 16 points in the ball game now for the Patriots, and Adams Central reclaims the lead, 34-33. Early in this second half with 6:54 remaining in the third quarter. Brooks Asher, free throw line extended left side out to Dayton Seeley, and he's going to be hit on the play, and a foul is called. It's going to go on David Bolin trying to knock the ball away. That's going to be 3 personal fouls now on David Bolin at the 6:47 mark. So now head coach Zach Foster will have to come up with a decision here on the playing status of David Bolin. They're going to play things into Zach Kitten in the lane. He wheels, looking. Bolin, Dayton Seeley has got the ball now for St. Cecilia. Back out to Zach Kitten. Dribble penetration to the basket. He goes and his shot is up there at the end. Zach Kitten takes it to the goal. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia reclaims the lead, 35-34. Here's Sittner with the ball out to Lindblad. Free throw line extended left side. Now to Sittner. Long range jumper for 3. No good. And a rebound comes down here to Zach Kitten. Kitten has got the ball now to Dayton Seeley as he runs her back the other way. Nice pass inside, and his shot is up and in. Thomas Skoke scores. That's his second field goal. And the Hawks now lead by 3 points, 37-34. We're in the third quarter, approaching the 6-minute mark now. Here's David Bolin driving to the ball in the basket. His shot is up there and in. Bolin took it down the left side of the lane and scores off the window. That's his second field goal. He's got 4 points. Asher with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Lobs it inside to Skoke. Back out to Asher for 3. Bingo! Brooks Asher knocks down another 3-ball. He's got 19 in the ball game. Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. They got to look for something to shut Brooks Asher down. 19 points in the ball game for Asher. St. Cecilia has a four-point lead. We've got a timeout. 5:47 to play in the third quarter. St. Cecilia 40, Adams Central 36.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Asher has got 5 three-pointers now for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks are out on top of the Patriots by a score of 40-36 here in the third quarter. Under 6 minutes to go. Adams Central playing the ball in. Here's Anderson with the ball out here in three-point territory. Now to Alex Keller on the right sideline. Keller looking. Bounce pass goes inside to Lindblad. He wheels into lane. His shot off the window is going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Zach Kitten. Kitten has got the ball now to Dayton Seeley. Here come the Blue Hawks now with a four-point lead. Seeley with the ball. Gets it away to Zach Kitten on the wing. Kitten looking inside. Skok has got it down to the baseline. Puts a move on Anderson and scores with it. Thomas Skok scores. He's got 6 points. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now for either team. St. Cecilia leading 42-36 with 5 minutes to play here in this one. There's a pass deflected. It's picked up by Lindblad off of the far sideline. Lindblad with the ball. Dribbles with it at the top of the key. Stops there. Lindblad flips the ball away. Not a warm stat. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. A pass deflected out of bounds here by Asher. 4:49 to play in the third quarter. 42-36. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 6-point lead over the Patriots. Alex Keller will inbound the ball. He gets it out here to Garrett Sittner. Sittner dribbles with it as he works against Alex Sheehy. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. There's Anderson. Dribble penetration down the lane. Jump pass comes out to Wormstad. He cranks up the three. His shot good. Tyler Wormstad hits a three ball. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Back to a three-point lead. 42-39. Blue Hawks have the advantage here. Dayton Seeley with the ball. Bounce pass goes to Zach Kitten. Kitten puts a move on Anderson. Another shot off the glass is up there and in. Zach Kitten scores there for St. Cecilia. The Hawks going to work on the inside game here in the second half. 44-39. St. Cecilia now with a five-point lead. Here's Adams Central back to the ball. Garrett Sittner. Garrett Sittner works against Sheehy. Trying to drive it to the elbow. Now retreats. Wormstad has got the ball. Wormstad against Sheehy. Wormstad throws it down in the corner to Sittner. Garrett Sittner works there against Dayton Seeley. Takes it to the elbow. Bounce pass inside to Anderson. Nice pass to Lindblad. It has to be partially deflected. Zach Kitten got a little piece of that one, and now the Hawks come down with the ball. Here's Dayton Seeley back the other way. Tino takes it down in the corner, and the foul is going to be called. They got the ball down in the corner to Brooks Asher, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Adams Central. It's going to go on Sittner. That's going to be his second. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Sam Lindblad comes in. Evan Lindblad checks out now for Adams Central. 3:44 to play here in the third quarter. It's 44-39. Adams Central is trailing by 5 points. Sheehy will inbound the ball back out here into the 10-second line. Tino has got it. Alex Tino dribbles to the top of the key. Now moves it to the left side of the lane. Dribbles inside the paint now. Out to Sheehy from the near sideline. His shot's way off of the mark. An air ball. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Back the other way. Here comes a Kyler Wormstad with the ball. Wormstad wheels in the lane. Flips it away. Lindblad can't control it. A turnover. 7 turnovers now on Adams Central. We got a foul here in backcourt on Wormstad. Well, the St. Cecilia student body section really noisy here in the second half of play. 3:19 to go in the third quarter. 44-39. The Hawks are out on top by 5 points here in boys high school basketball. After the St. Cecilia girls whipped up on the Patriots earlier tonight by a score of 60-44, that ball game was tied 32-32 midway through quarter number three before St. Cecilia got going and they went on to post a 16-point win. 3 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the third quarter in the boys' ball game. St. Cecilia's now got a 5-point lead, 44-39. Alex Tino with the ball. Alex Tino out to Asher. Bombs away for a three. Shot rims off no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there and in. Zach Kitten gets the offensive board and a putback. He's got 15 points in the ball game. And now St. Cecilia with their biggest lead of the contest at 7 points, 46. 38-39 with 3 minutes to play here in quarter number three from the Patriots gym. Been a good quarter here for St. Cecilia. Now a foul is going to be called on Alex Tino. Tino picks up his first. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Seeley. Anderson comes back in for Adams Central. Also coming in will be Garrett Sittner. 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the third. 46-39. Adams Central trailing Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Buzz Niederklein will inbound the ball now. Niederklein gets it to Sittner, now over to David Bowen. Bowen brings it across the 10-second line. Sheehy right in his face defensively. Here's Garrett Sittner with the ball. Picked up by Tino. Sittner drives it, loses control, comes back out to Sheehy. Sheehy at the top of the circle. Double dribble violation that's going to be Buzz Niederklein. Not Sheehy, that's Buzz Niederklein with a double dribble. That's going to be the eighth turnover on Adams Central. So now St. Cecilia has got a 7-point lead in the basketball with 2.5 minutes to play. Alex Tino with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Tino takes it down to the baseline. Tino circles around into the paint. Now he loses the control. It's picked up by Howell, and his shot is up and in. Cannon Howell picks up the loose ball and scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game, 48-39, with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the third quarter. There's a pass by Bowen deflected away. It's going to be picked up by Sheehy. Turnover number 9 on the Patriots. Back the other way. A driving layup is up and in. Zach Kitten scores. Kitten now is 17. The Hawks leading now 50-39. It's an 11-point lead. Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. Timeout. Zach Foster says, let's stop the music here. 1:58 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 50, Adams Central 39.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So Hastings St. Cecilia with a little flurry here at the end of the third quarter, and the Hawks have opened up an 11-point lead over Adams Central. The score is 50-39. Hawks going to work on the inside game here since halftime, getting some fast break opportunities. Their defense forcing some turnovers, and the Blue Hawks have opened up an 11-point lead, 50-39 now, over the Patriots of Adams Central. St. Cecilia is 15-4 on the season. Adams Central is 12-9 as they score off here for the first and only time during this 2013-2014 season. They're at the Patriots gym. David Bowen has got the ball now for Adams Central to Sittner. Back to Bowen down to the baseline. Bowen brings it back out to Sittner on the wing. St. Cecilia stands with their man-to-man defense. Here's Sittner. He drives it, now gives away to Lindblad. Drives it down the right side of the lane. It's not to be blocked down. The ball recovered here by Seeley. Ball blocked down there by Thomas Skoke of St. Cecilia. There's Tino coming back the other way. Tino down in the corner. The Hawks have an 11-point lead at 50-39 here in boys high school basketball. Alex Tino on the wing. Tino gets it out here to Thomas Skoke. Brings it back to Tino. A three-pointer from the right side. It's going to be no good. Ball swatted around underneath the basket. It picks up here by Kyler Wormstad. Wormstad for the Patriots running back the other way. Kyler with the ball right at the top of the key. Throws up a three. His shot's going to be no good, but he was mauled into play, and he... personal foul is going to be whistled here on Skoke. That's going to be his second, and that's going to send Wormstad right to the free throw line for three here. His toes were right at the top of the three-point circle. Now they're going to say it occurred after the shot, so no free throws. So a tough break there by the Patriots. It occurred after the shot. So Adams Central will play things in here on the near sideline. Garrett Sittner will inbound the ball. So a tough break there. It occurred after the shot, so AC will play things in. A minute and 10 seconds to play here in the third quarter, 50-39. Adams Central is trailing by 11 points. Patriots have the ball. Kyler Wormstad out to Sittner, top of the key. Three-pointer, good. Garrett Sittner knocks down another three-pointer. He's got 19 points in the ball game, and here come the Patriots now, 50-42 the score. Just under a minute to play here in the third quarter from the Patriots gym. Seeley has got the ball, dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Now to Howell, 10-footer is off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Bowen. David Bowen, he's going to be fouling the player in backcourt by Dayton Seeley. Seeley picks up his third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Blue Hawks. 41.5 seconds to play. Hastings Saints is leading by the score of 50-42. Here comes Tino back into the ball game. Derek Boyd will check in. Howell comes out. Deaton Seeley comes out of the ball game now for head coach Kevin Asher. 41.5 seconds to play in the third quarter. 50-42. Hastings Saint Cecilia's out on top here of Adams Central. Patriots have the ball. Bowler has got it. Bowler down to Garrett Sittner. Sittner with 19 points in the ball game for the Patriots. Dribbles to the free throw line. Gives it away to Warmstadt. Tyler Warmstadt with the ball. Dribbles it. Right side. Kicks it back out. Long range jumper by Sittner. Is down through the hole. A different area code. Sittner from the far sideline nails a three-pointer. He's got 22. And now it's a 50-45 ball game as Sittner has nailed a couple of three-pointers to bring the Patriots back within tracking distance. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Here's Seeley. It's Seeley driving for the basket. It's going to be knocked loose. It's picked up by Sittner in backcourt. And a shot from about three-quarters. Court goes off the front iron. No good. That one might as well have went down, too. He's throwing everything else up down through the hole. Three-quarters have come to an end here at the Patriots gym. We've got a timeout with a score. St. Cecilia 50, Adams Central 45.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct. Behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight here on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Also online at KOIQFM.com and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's a 50-45 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over the Adams Central Patriots here tonight. So 50-45 is the score. This game was 31-29 at halftime. Adams Central has got the ball. Garrett Sittner has got 22 points for the Adams Central Patriots. Brooks Asher has got 19 for St. Cecilia, but Asher held to just 3 points in that third quarter. Here's Anderson with the ball, drives it, throws it down to Lindblad on the left baseline. This gets it back out to Sittner. A shot for three is going to be no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Derek Boyd. So underway here in the fourth quarter, 50-45. Hastings St. Cecilia leading by five. There's Brooks Asher with the ball. Asher dribbling with it here against Warmstadt. Out near the 10-second line as they hand it away. That's Sheehy with the ball. Alex Sheehy moves it to the right side on the dribble. Takes it down to Derek Boyd. He takes the ball in the paint. Who gives the ball away to Brooks Asher. Drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Zach Kitten. His shot's going to be partially deflected. Asher gets the ball back. Flips it behind his back now. There's a shot by Kitten. No good. Rebound, Skoke. And his shot is up there and in. Four shots at the hole there for St. Cecilia. They score 52-45. The Hawks now leading by seven. There's a pass inside to Lindblad. Shot is up there and in. Evan Lindblad hits his second field goal. He's got 5 points. 52-47. Adams Central is trailing here in the ball game. We got 6 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Down in the corner, that's Derek Boyd with the ball. Boyd sends it to the elbow on the right side. That's going to be Sheehy. Sheehy with the ball high above his head. Back out to Boyd, out here in 3 points territory. Skoke at the free throw line. Now to Sheehy. Inside, they get it to Zach Kitten. Back out to Sheehy. Now to Brooks Asher out here in 3 point territory. Brings it back to Sheehy on the near sideline. 6.5 to play. Sheehy sends it over to Asher for three. Shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds. Adams Central ball. Adams Central playing things in here in backcourt. Deaton Seeley comes into the ball game now for Derek Boyd. 6 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia's got the lead over Adams Central, 52-47. Boys High School basketball tonight. After the girls played earlier, St. Cecilia knocking off the Patriots by the score of 60-44. There's Adams Central with the ball. Sittner, a long three. A shot good, and he fouled in the play. Sittner is knocked down out here in three-point territory from several feet beyond the three-point circle. Garrett Sittner on fire. He's got 25 for the Patriots, and he'll go to the free-throw line. Fouled in the play here by Thomas Skoke. That's going to be his third. Garrett Sittner with 25 points in the ball game, 14 here in the second half, and now he'll go to the free-throw line for the first time tonight. 66% foul shooting. The Sounds up there and in. A four-point play, and it's 52-51. A four-point play here by Garrett Sittner. And the Patriots within 1 point here in the fourth quarter. And now St. Cecilia has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Nathan Seeley has got the ball on the high post. Now to Zach Kitten. Bobbles the ball. Kitten now takes it down the right side of the lane. He's in trouble. Gets it out here to Dayton Seeley. Now back to Zach Kitten. Out here in three-point territory. Free throw line extended right side. Bounce pass down low. Skoak is not going to be up there. No good. Rebound Adam Central. Patriots have the ball. Sittner runs her back the other way. Back in the offensive zone. Three-pointer. Good. Adam Central has got the lead 54-52. Now with 5:23 to play. Back the other way. A shot is up and in. Thomas Skoak, and he's fouling the play. Skoak gets the field goal as Tevin Anderson is hit with a personal foul. And Skoak will now go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Now we're tied up at 54 points apiece. Thomas Skoak to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. 0 out of 2 so far tonight, 63% of the season. This would give St. Cecilia the lead with 5:23 to play. Shot is up there. The shot good. St. Cecilia with the lead. The Hawks 55, Adams Central 54. Here comes Adams Central back with the ball. David Bowen brings it across the 10-second line. David Bowen bounce pass here to Garrett Sittner on the wing. Garrett Sittner dribbling with the ball behind the screen now from Lindblad. Gives the ball away to Lindblad. His shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Kitten. Kitten is double-teamed in the backcourt. Gets the ball away to Brooks Asher. Asher gets the ball ahead now to Tino, to Sheehy. Alex Sheehy puts it on the floor, dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Sheehy gets it away to Alex Tino behind the screen. Tino gets away, takes it to the rim. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Lindblad. Evan Lindblad with a rebound. The Bowen, the Warmstadt, down in the corner to Anderson. Anderson for three, single. Devin Anderson hits a three-pointer from the deep left corner. And the Patriots are leading now by a score of 57-55. 4 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Timeout, St. Cecilia. Timeout, Hastings St. Cecilia with 4:31 to play in the fourth quarter. The Patriots back on top. It's Adams Central 57, Hastings St. Cecilia 55.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The Coin Center is your coin collecting headquarters, buying and selling coins, tokens, paper money, plus now buying gold and silver. They stock coin supplies and do appraisals. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit the Coin Center at 115 North Denver in the downtown center of Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball action for you tonight here on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. The Blue Hawks had an 11-point lead late in the third quarter at 50-39. It's now Adams Central 57 and Hastings St. Cecilia 55. This whole thing kind of exploded after Garrett Sittner hit on a four-point play back there with 6 minutes to play. And now the Patriots have a two-point advantage at 57-55. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. And a good basketball game here tonight at the Patriots gym. Alex Tino has got the ball. Tino on the wing. Alex takes it into the paint. Stops. Bounce pass comes out here to Asher. Asher now to Zach Kitten. Kitten on the right side of the lane. Comes out to Tino. Now to Sheehy behind the screen inside the free throw circle. Can't put up a shot. Bounce pass comes to Skoak. Back out to Sheehy for three. Shot up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Tip try, no good. Rebound. Follow shot is up there and in. Zach Kitten gets the offensive rebound and the putback. He's got 19 in the ball game. And now we're tied up at 57 points apiece. 4 minutes to play here in this basketball game. Adams Central has got the ball. Here's David Bowen. Circles around the screen. Takes it to the top of the key. Reverses the ball. Gets to the buzz. Niederklein. Not a Warmstadt out here in three-point territory. St. Cecilia's in a man-to-man defense. Warmstadt dribbles to the free throw line. Kicks it out now to Buzz. Buzz at the free throw line. He stops. Gives the ball away to Anderson. His long-range jumper from 15 is off of the mark. No good. Hits the side of the glass on the left side of the basket. And the rebound comes down to Thomas Skoak. Now St. Cecilia's got the ball with 3.5 to play. Tied up at 57 points apiece here in the fourth quarter. Tino with the ball. Now to Sheehy to the far sideline. Zach Kitten has got it. Now to Brooks Asher. Asher dribbles behind his screen. Takes it to the right sideline. Asher gets it out here now between the circles to Tino. Now to Asher again. Free throw line extended left side down in the corner. A three-pointer put up and no good. Tip try is up and in. Thomas Skoak. Thomas Skoak gets the tip on a three-pointer that was sailing over the basket. Thomas Skoak has now got 13. Hawks now out on top by a score of 59-57. Wormstad has got the ball for Adams Central. Wormstad, top of the key, comes over here to Tevin Anderson. Free throw line extended to the left side. Anderson takes off, drives to the basket. His shot's going to be knocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Zach Kitten is going to be hit with a personal foul as Anderson goes down. That's his second foul on Kitten. That's going to send Anderson to the free throw line here for Adams Central. Anderson has got 10 points so far in the ball game. This will be his first free throw opportunity here for the Patriots. 59-57. Adams Central down by 2 points. Tevin Anderson to the line here. His shot is up there. The shot is good. Here comes Sittner back into the ball game now for Adams Central after a quick breather. Going on is going to be Buzz Niederklein. 59-58. Next shot is up there. Good. We are tied up at 59 points apiece now. 2 minutes and 44 seconds to play in regulation here tonight at the Patriots gym. Alex Tino with the ball. Tino bounce pass far sideline to Kitten, and a timeout's going to be called here by Kevin Asher and the Blue Hawks. A timeout with 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 59, Adams Central 59.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Other high school basketball going on tonight, Crete and Hastings High. After one quarter, Crete leading the Hastings High boys by a score of 14-12. In the girls game, it was Hastings High knocking off Crete earlier tonight by a final score of 55-52. Kearney Catholic and girls play, winners over Centura 60-38. St. Cecilia beating Adams Central tonight by a score of 60-44. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings, and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. We're tied up at 59 points apiece, 2.5 minutes to play. St. Cecilia with the ball in their offensive zone. This is going to be a Brooks Asher, dribbles to the top of the key, now backs it back out. Asher sends it over to Tino on the right wing. Tino now to Sheehy, over to Asher, lob pass back inside. Zach Kitten with the ball, working against Anderson, spins toward the baseline, puts it up there and scores. Zach Kitten scores for St. Cecilia. He's got 21. Now 61-59. St. Cecilia now with a 2-point lead. Adams Central with the ball. Here's Garrett Sittner. His long-range jumper for three is going to be short, no good. Offensive rebound, Wormstad with the ball. Now to Bolin. His shot in the lane is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Asher. Brooks Asher with the ball for St. Cecilia. Running back the other way. Sheehy has got it now. Sheehy, bounce pass. Comes over here to Tino. 1:48 to play here in quarter number four. It's a 61-59 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. Alex Tino with the ball. Alex Tino gets away. He slides to the basket. He's going to be knocked out of his hands. He loses the ball out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover on St. Cecilia. That's five turnovers now on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Both teams taking care of the ball extremely well here in this one. Adams Central's got only nine. And now we got a timeout here as David Bolin brings the ball into the offensive zone. Zach Foster wants to rally the troops here. A minute and 32 seconds to play. We're in the fourth quarter at the Patriots gym. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 61, Adams Central 59.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Whether you get more, Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Coming up after the ball game, we've got the Misco Sports postgame show here tonight. Gives you all the numbers and some interviews with both head coaches, Zach Foster and also Kevin Asher, expected to drop by after the ball game. 61-59 the score. Adams Central trailing the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. AC led, actually AC trailed by 11 points late in the third quarter of this one here tonight. It was 50-39 with about a minute and 58 seconds to play in the third quarter. Then on a hot shooting by Garrett Sittner, the Patriots came back and eventually grabbed the lead at 54-52 with 5:23 to play in the fourth, and it's been a seesaw battle ever since then. 61-59 right now. Sittner in the lane. Puts a man in the air. That's Tino. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound. Lindblad. His shot. No good. And the rebound comes down to Skok. Lindblad and Sittner both miss within about 7 feet of the basket. Here come the Blue Hawks now with the ball and a two-point lead. Asher has got it. Brooks Asher dribbling with the ball out to Tino. Alex Tino down to Brooks Asher just across the 10-second line. Now we got a foul called out here in three-point territory. It's going to go on Adams Central. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Patriots. It's going to go on Lindblad. That's going to be his second. So the Patriots still with a couple of fouls to waste here. Sheehy will inbound the ball now into the backcourt to Brooks Asher. Works against Bolin. Gives it away now to Alex Tino. 1 minute to play in this one. 61-59, St. Cecilia with the lead. Tino at the free throw line to Asher. Baseline jumper way off the mark. No good. Rebound Skok. Follow shot. No good. Rebound Kitten. He's got the ball. Kitten goes up against Anderson. His shot good, and he's fouling the play. Zach Kitten scores against Kevin Anderson. Anderson is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his third. So the Hawks getting second and third opportunities at the basket here. And now going to the free throw line will be Kitten. He has got 23 points in the ball game. Kitten has been averaging 9.6 on the season. Zach Kitten to the free throw line to try to wrap up a three-point play. His shot is up there. The shot is going to be short. No good. Rebound Lindblad. So it's 63-59. Adams Central down by 4 points. Patriots have the ball. Warmstad gets away. Dribbles down the low block left side. It's cut off. Comes out to Tevin Anderson for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Alex Sheehy. Allen pass goes to Tino. Tino down the left sideline, and the foul is going to be called. Now the Patriots having a tough time finding the range here late in the fourth quarter. With 29.9 seconds to play, we've got another foul. It's going to go on the Patriots' Garrett Sittner. That's going to be his third. So Alex Tino goes to the free throw line. Tino, pretty good from the stripe this year, 77%. 28 out of 36. He has not been there tonight. Hawks with a four-point lead. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound Lindblad. The Patriots still have a chance. Lindblad gets it away now. Wormstad with the ball for three. His shot's going to be up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Brooks Asher, and a foul is going to be called. Asher is fouled in the play. It's going to go on Lindblad. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 8 now on the Patriots. So we walk to the other end of the floor, and this will be a one-and-one situation for Brooks Asher. He's got 19 points in the ball game. It's not been in the free throw line so far tonight. He's got just 3 points in the second half of play. So Asher is 78% foul shooter, goes to the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot good. Asher now at 20 in the ball game. He had 27 the other day in their win over Lincoln Lutheran. And now the Blue Hawks have a 5-point lead over Adams Central. It is 64-59. Asher will have one more. His shot is up there, and a shot good. Now 65-59. Just a 2-possession ball game here. Garrett Sittner comes back, throws up a three. His shot's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Asher. Asher runs her back the other way. He's going to be fouled in the play. So the Patriots missing on their final opportunities from the floor here tonight. Sittner picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. And now Asher goes to the free throw line again for St. Cecilia. He's got 21 in the ball game. He'll have a one-and-one situation here. That's the ninth team foul on Adams Central. And the shot is up there. The shot is good. Asher will get one more. Zach Kitten has got 23 in the ball game for St. Cecilia. Brooks Asher now with 22. Thomas Skok with 13. Next shot is up there. It is good. Asher hitting 4 free throws here at the end of the ball game. And St. Cecilia now leading by a score of 67-59. Warmstad, he throws up a 3. A shot no good. Rebound Bolin. Bolin on the right side. He puts up a shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Zach Kitten. And that's the ball game. The St. Cecilia Blue Hawks knock off the Adams Central Patriots tonight in boys high school basketball by a score of 67-59. The Hawks, they score the final 8 points of the ball game, and they win it after Adams Central comes back to tie the game up at 59 points apiece. St. Cecilia scores the final 8 points of the ball game, including 4 free throws from Brooks Asher in the final seconds of the ball game, and St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Adams Central by a score of 67-59. St. Cecilia now 16-4 on the season. They'll get ready for Grand Island Central Catholic on the Friday night up at the Crusader Gym in Grand Island. Adams Central, they dropped to 12 wins and 10 losses. Patriots will take on Ravenna on Thursday night. Getting the final score, Hastings St. Cecilia beats Adams Central tonight by a score of 67-59. Back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, this one in the books. It was Hastings St. Cecilia knocking off the Adams Central Patriots tonight by a score of 67-59. Welcome into the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come, too. You can call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. So a great basketball game here tonight between Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 19-18. The ball game tied several times throughout much of the first half of play. St. Cecilia led at halftime by a score of 31-29 and actually opened up a 50-39 lead with about a minute and 58 seconds to play in the third quarter. Adams Central scores the final 6 points of the third quarter to pull within 5 points at 50-45 going into the final period. AC got within 1 point at 52-51 with 6 minutes to play on a four-point play by Garrett Sittner. And the Patriots had their first lead of the second half at 54-52 with 5 minutes and 23 seconds to play. We are tied up at 57 points apiece with 4 minutes to go. Tied up at 59 with 2 minutes and 44 seconds to go. And that was the Blue Hawks scoring the final 8 points of the ball game as the Patriots couldn't find the range down the stretch. AC throwing up some three-pointers, missing a couple of bunnies. 8 straight points by Hastings St. Cecilia, including 4 from the free throw line by Brooks Asher. And Hastings St. Cecilia wins the ball game tonight over the Adams Central Patriots by the score of 67-59. The Hawks are now 16-4 on the season. Adams Central drops to 12 wins and 10 losses. We'll come back and check the scoring in this ball game as we continue here on the Breeze.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Our love's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Another game going on tonight in Crete. Crete has got the lead over the Hastings High boys. 27-23 is the score there. They're at halftime. Crete out on top of Hastings, 27-23. In the girls game in Crete, it was Hastings High beating the Cardinals by a score of 55-52. Hastings St. Cecilia wins this one tonight over Adams Central in boys high school basketball, 67-59. You're listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Leading the way tonight for the Blue Hawks was Brooks Asher as he hits 5 3-pointers in the ball game tonight. And he was 4 for 4 from the free throw line, all four coming in the final seconds of the ball game. Asher scores 24 points after he scored 27 the other day in the ball game against Lincoln Lutheran on Saturday. Zach Kitten also had a big day today. He scores 23 points in the contest for the Blue Hawks tonight. 13 for Thomas Skoak. The other scorers for St. Cecilia, Dayton Seeley had 2 points. Alex Tino, he had 2 points. St. Cecilia, 7 out of 11 from the free throw line here tonight. Unofficially, just 6 turnovers in the basketball game. Adams Central, they had 9 turnovers in the ball game tonight. They were 5 out of 5 from the free throw line, so not a lot of free throws shot in this ball game tonight. Garrett Sittner, he comes through with 29 points in the ball game for AC. It was a good shooting performance tonight between Garrett Sittner and also Brooks Asher and Zach Kitten. 29 points for Sittner. The other scores for Adams Central, Tevin Anderson, he had 12 points in the ball game. 7 for Kyler Wormstead, 5 for Evan Lindblad, 4 for David Bullen, and then 2 points for Alex Keller. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight in boys high school basketball by the score of 67-59. We'll take another timeout. We'll be back right after this.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Patriots gym, 67-59, the final score. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over Adams Central tonight as they are into the Misco Sports postgame show. Here today, head coach Zach Foster of Adams Central joins us first of all. And coach, well, of a basketball game here tonight. This is what, I guess, high school sports is all about, huh?
Yeah, it was a tremendous game. You know, both teams play their hearts out. You know, unfortunately for our side, we came out on the short end of the stick, but, you know, very proud of our kids. I thought they played really hard. Saints kids played hard. Like you said, that's just what it's supposed to be about right there.
You guys were really ready to be buried there at 50-39 late in the third quarter and made a nice comeback behind outside shooting by Garrett Sittner. Just unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, he's a kid that can really shoot it. You know, at times this year he struggled, but he's been consistent. He gets in the gym, he works. He was the last kid in the gym last night working on his shot. You know, it was good to see him come through like that. You know, he's had some good games, but he really carried us tonight and put us on his back.
Talk about the final seconds, I guess the final minute of the ball game. You guys just could not get the shots that go down. You had the looks you wanted, you just couldn't make them go down.
Yeah, you know, we had some good looks. The only thing I was disappointed in, and maybe it's an experience thing that we'll learn from, I'm sure it is, but, you know, in that situation, we were telling our guys to drive it, actually. We didn't think we had to settle for threes. We could have drove it because any coach is telling their defense not to foul in that situation. We were in the bonus. You know, and they were open looks. I thought we could have drove it and maybe tried to put the pressure on them and scored with the clock stopped. But you're right. They weren't bad looks. And, you know, the looks we'll take for those guys shooting them.
So, again, it was a 67-59 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia wins over Adams Central tonight in boys high school basketball. Let's talk about the defense all night long. It's tough to defend. They got so many shooters. What did you try to do, basically? What was the philosophy behind stopping this team tonight?
Well, you know, everybody knows Asher is a tremendous shooter, and he got him going early, and we lost him a few times. And a couple times we defended him well, and he just hit tough shots. You know, so you give him credit. There's a couple times we kind of dared him a little bit to shoot, which I did not understand. And he had a big one late where the ball went inside and we doubled. We just made a mental mistake on that one. But you're right. I mean, the thing that makes them tough, we talked about afterwards as coaches, is not just their shooters, but their post players. I mean, their inside game is tremendous. And both those guys, Skoke and Kitten, played tremendous. Played tremendous tonight, and really we thought the difference in the game by our stats, they had 14 offensive rebounds, and that was, in my opinion, the difference in the game.
It seemed like they kind of went to work on the inside game in the second half. They were kind of dedicated to that, especially early in the third quarter.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they hurt us inside, and, you know, you give them credit. I thought our kids competed, but with those 50-50 balls, the balls that you have to get, they just found a way to get those. A lot of times it wasn't their first shot when they got it inside, but it was the second or third effort that beat us. And, again, it wasn't our kids didn't try, but, you know, they just the ball bounced their way a little bit.
A tough time getting David Boland started tonight.
Yeah, Dave struggled a little bit tonight. And, you know, he's had a tremendous season, and he's going to have more good games down the stretch. But, yeah, he struggled tonight, and you give credit to their defense. They kind of took him away in a lot of ways. He had some great looks early that he missed. I think he was maybe rushing a little bit. But their shots, again, will take for him any day.
What would they do to take him away out of the ballgame?
Well, they were physical with him, which everybody's going to do because he's kind of slight of frame, you know. But he's seen that all year. There wasn't really anything different. I just thought he had looks he normally makes, and sometimes they don't go in. You know, that's just the way it is.
You guys look up. You're sitting at 12-10 on the season. This might be one of the better 12-10 teams around the state of Nebraska. You got to be happy with what you guys are getting done out there.
Yeah, we feel good about our guys. And, you know, we told our kids that we get tired of moral victories. You know, we've played really well about four games in a row now, and we've lost three of them. And, you know, we're playing good teams. And we talked about the beauty of sports and the frustrating part of sports. It's only one guy wins. You know, one guy loses, one guy wins. And our number one thing on the board tonight was make sure we deserve to win. When it's all said and done, make sure we deserve to win. And I told the kids we did that. We deserve to win. They made a couple more plays than us, and they deserve to win too. It wasn't a game that really anybody lost. I thought St. Cecilia went and claimed it in the last two or three minutes, and they deserve that win.
Mentally, that's going to be kind of tough for your basketball team heading down the stretch here.
Well, it's trying, definitely. I mean, it's, you know, we said all year we're young, but, I mean, you get to this part of the year, and our freshmen are now sophomores, you know, and our sophomores are now juniors. They have to look at it that way. They've played 22 basketball games. That, you know, inexperience is not an excuse we can use anymore. And, you know, and the cheesy thing, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Going through games like this and, you know, playing Donovan tough and playing Ravenna tough and playing these guys tough, it's got to make us better. You know, everything in life can make you better or make you worse, and we got to have this make us better.
Okay, good luck on Thursday.
Thank you.
Yep, that's Zach Foster, the head coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Again, it was a 67-59 win for Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show on The Breeze.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back in the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on The Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. A Hastings St. Cecilia win tonight over Adams Central 67-59 as St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher joins us. Coach, wow, one of the better high school basketball games we have seen for a while. You guys have put on quite a show with AC tonight.
Well, the fans got their money's worth and the coaches got their money's worth. It was a lot of fun just watching the kids go back and forth. And, you get into when kids know each other really well, it's just fun to see them compete that hard. And then, just a good old-fashioned rivalry, I guess, is what you call it.
Talk about the final minute of the ball game. You guys outscore Adams Central 8-0. They got the looks. You guys got the rebounds, and you got the shots to go down.
In that last, we kept telling the kids, they're going to hit, but the last 2 minutes or so, or you know, maybe a little deeper than they were wanting to, and they had to rush it, and they're playing from behind due to the fact that we're able to stretch it to four. You know, that 4-point cushion in a game like that is a pretty good little stretch there for us, and we were really getting it inside. That's what I really liked, is our kids believed in what they wanted to do, and Zach Kitten, I think, you know, him and Skoke have big fourth quarters for us, and anytime you can win the interior in high school basketball, I just fully believe that's still where games are won and lost.
Did you go to work a little bit more in the second half on the inside game than you did in the first half?
Yeah, we talked about it at halftime. You know, they started a little smaller lineup, and we had a little bit of an advantage. It's really, you know, as good as well as they were playing on the perimeter at times, we had to do a good job of making sure that we were getting the correct spacing. Our spacing in the first half, I thought we were hugging what we call the three-point line, the rail, hugging the rail too much, and there wasn't enough entry area there. And once we spaced it out and got the ball inside, you know, they were kind of doubling with Lindblad, the big post, on the guy that we were getting the ball into. And we were fortunate enough, you know, we hit a couple, to get the ball on an offensive rebound on the backside and get those stick backs. I think Brooks maybe had two nice air ball passes right to Skoke there, and that gave us, you know, 4 points. So every possession was just a battle, and I think our kids, you know, won the interior of this ball game.
You come up with 14 offensive rebounds in this ball game today. Maybe the turning point of the contest.
Probably is. You know, we were making them score from deep, and they're a guard-oriented team from the perimeter, and we did a nice job on checking out number 50, Lindblad, and outside of one or two times that he got a rebound, I thought we did an excellent job of controlling them from getting second opportunities or kick-out threes.
What did you do to take away David Bolentai as he comes up with just 4 points in the ball game, 2 in each half?
Well, we put one of the best defenders in the state on him. Alex Sheehy is as good a defender as there is. There's a kid from Central Catholic that's pretty good, too. We're going to see in Phoenix Stevenson, but those two are as locked in on defense as any kid that I've coached in a long time, because we've asked this of Alex Sheehy for 2 years now, take their best player and try to, or the leading scorer at least, and try to take him and make him have a really tough night. And taking nothing away from David Bolin, he's a freshman, but he is going to be one heck of a player, and it took all we could to, you know, slow one of their hot shooters down.
Make somebody else beat you tonight, is that the case?
Well, yeah, and he did. The Sittner kid for 2 years now. In the freshman game last year, I think he ended up with 8 or 9 threes, and I think maybe he just sees a blue hawk and he knows that he can let her fly, he looked the same as he did last year when we played him over here in freshman basketball and almost won him a game there. But I thought our kids were doing a pretty decent job. We had to come out and jump out with our post on him a couple times, and he flat out stuck it and even got fouled on one. So definitely a great performance by him and their team. And our kids just grind, and I told them, you're not going to be pretty at times, but I thought tonight was a pretty well-played game both ways.
Didn't have a whole lot of turnovers between either team. Maybe the only downside is you had them down at 50-39 at one point and couldn't put the nail in the coffin at that point.
Yeah, sometimes you want to, you know, think, man, we should have just put them away and won by 17, but that's a really good basketball team on their home floor. And I listened to Bill Self last night, and he had no apologies for the way his team played when they went to Kansas State, and I was thinking the same thing. I think people don't understand, it's so hard with the schedules that the kids play anymore, and I think we have one of the better ones. You go on the road, or you just play every week at such a high level, high intensity, there aren't bad boys basketball teams around that we have on our schedule. So you're not just going to snap somebody and bury them in that position. And I knew, you know, that they'd make a run somewhere, and by golly, they hit a couple threes, and everybody gets excited again, and then, you know, our nerves go the other way. So, excellent preparation game for the end of the season, and we'll have another one on Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night, Grand Island Central Catholic, and that's going to be no picnic either on their floor.
It never is. Tino's got them playing really well. They're finally healthy. They've got one of the best big men in the state. They've got a shooter like Sittner. They've got defenders that are just all over you. They'll be ready to play. Our kids will regroup here in the next 48 hours and hopefully load up the bus and be ready to go.
Okay, we'll see you Friday.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia, and the Hawks knock off Adams Central tonight by a score of 67-59 here at the Patriot Gym. So St. Cecilia now 16-4 on the season.
They'll play at Grand Island Central Catholic on Friday. We'll have the game for you on 12:30 a.m. KHIS. That'll be a single game, the boys only. 7:15 for the pregame, 7:30 for the tip-off of that ball game. Again, earlier tonight, the St. Cecilia girls, they knock off Adams Central in girls play by a score of 60-44. The Hastings High girls, they came up with a big win tonight in Crete by a score of 55-52. Kearney Catholic, they won over Centura tonight in girls high school basketball by a score of 60-38. And at halftime in boys play, Crete had the lead over Hastings High by a score of 27-23. That was the last score. Crete 27 and the Hastings High Tigers 23. We've got men's college basketball coming your way tomorrow night here on The Breeze. It'll be Illinois taking on Nebraska at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Pre-game show will be at 7:04 with a tip-off at 8 o'clock. We'll have the coverage here on The Breeze. Hastings College basketball tomorrow night on 1230 KHS. Nebraska Wesleyan in town to take on Hastings College. Women's men's basketball doubleheader, 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the women's game, 8 o'clock for the guys. We'll have the action on 1230 KHS. That'll do it from the Patriots gym. For The Breeze, 94.5, this is Mike Will.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.